Mick here. I'm just going to do a quick report on the NICE guidelines around chronic pain. I've lived with it for chronic pain, that is, for 40 years this year, and I'm currently experiencing today a pain spike. Now, no one's ever really put the nail on why I have pain, other than the fact that obviously, due to the amount of spinal damage I have, some nerves somewhere are trapped in something, but whatever. And so the idea that the NICE guidelines that now say that medication should not be given, but instead exercise, yoga, acupuncture, and other wondrous things should be given instead, fills people like me with horror. I've just spent the last week fighting my GP to get my normal opioid medication, something I have to do maybe once or twice. Well, between once or twice every couple of months. So, it kind of can almost be a monthly thing, but normally, say once, 3 times a year. Yes, my brain's not working, as you can tell from the waffling. And that's someone who's been taking medication for 40 years. So, what it must be like if you're new to pain is beyond me. So, the idea that just, oh, well, try acupuncture. Yeah, great. Let's try all these alternatives. But let's also understand that medication does lessen pain. It doesn't stop it, but nothing does. I've done mindfulness, I do yoga, I do cognitive behavioral therapy, I've done it all, and it all helps a bit, but nowhere near as much as medication. So it's really important that if we are going to have this debate around the overprescription of pain medication, the new approaches to people with chronic pain that's hard to pinpoint why it happened, then we really do need to make sure that we, disabled people, people who live with it, people with chronic illnesses, are at the forefront. It's not up to doctors. They don't live with it. They don't understand it. And we have to be at the forefront of the conversation about what works and what doesn't. And laying in your bed, trying not to scream too loud because you don't want to scare the neighbours, is not fun. And if I didn't have my pain meds, it would be something that would probably push me to the edge. And I think that that's the truth that we're talking about here. We're talking about disabled people and chronically ill people having their lives put at risk over a debate around medication that we haven't even been included in. I'm sure that people can find people that have been benefited by yoga and, whatever, mung beans and, meditation. But when you have a kind of pain that is so intense that it takes all your effort not to bite down so hard your teeth shatter, and I know this because I have already done it and I've had to have my teeth replaced, you can't focus on meditation. You can't try mindfulness. You can't do, I mean, I couldn't go out to do exercise. I can't get out of bed. So, yeah. So, my report is, can we please start being included in that conversation too? And I'm now going back to sleep. Bye.